heard about Marcel's recent suspension. Reaction or the comment or anything add to that? Or?
No, we were informed today that that is the case. I would just hope that at some point the league takes a good look at that process, see if it makes sense. I think there's room there for something to be done that maybe would be more fair and just. But we understand what's occurred and what the result is, and we'll, you know, abide and, you know, carry on without Marcel.
Have you talked to Marcel since he came down?
Yes.
Did he have any reaction?
Well, I'd prefer to let Marcel speak for himself when that time occurs, but I know he's disappointed, you know, and doesn't feel like it's really justified. But beyond that, I don't really care to get into a lot of the detail.
What adjustments do you have to make going into this game against Kansas City without Marcel?
Oh, yeah, next guy up. That's what we do, you know. Obviously, he's a good player, and, you know, he's not a major part of what we do. I mean, he's a part of what we do, but it's not like we're taking out, 50 or 60 or 70% of our offense when we remove him. So we'll get the next guy up and be ready to roll. But, you know, it'll be more for Alawale. It'll be more for, probably Halu probably comes up, Roy, and we'll go from there. But obviously he is a good player. That's why he was voted to the Pro Bowl, and we'd like to have our good players. No, I'm not going to get into any things like that other than what I already expressed.
Okay. Anything new on Mario Edwards?
No.
But Denver, when Denver loses tonight, Kansas City can be playing for the division title next Sunday. How great would that be to spoil their chances at that?
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. You know, for us, we get a chance to play each of our division opponents one time in the last month of the season. And, you know, Kansas City's next. It's our next opportunity. So, I know we want to play well. For us, it's about winning. You know, you get these opportunities to go compete, and our guys have been great about remaining steadfast and, you know, continuing to work hard and, believing in what we're doing here. We're just going to keep doing it. Doesn't look like it's a real strong likelihood, so we'll see.
Coach, obviously 500 is not the goal, but it would represent a pretty significant step forward. Does that resonate with you guys? Does it mean anything, the chance to finish it?
I think the chance to go win on the road against a team that's going to the playoffs, and it's a divisional team, divisional opponent. I think that's all we need right there. I think, you know, clearly – we'll get into once the season's over about all the season was, but, you know, this last opportunity to go play for each other, with each other, in the division, on the road against a team that's earned its way into the playoffs, that's a great opportunity for us.
You feel like playing well in the last couple of games of the regular season, winning this coming Sunday, can vault you into the offseason and prepare you for success in the offseason?
Well, I really believe in what we've started here, and I believe there will be momentum going into the offseason, regardless of the outcome of this game. But I would say that, you know, I want very badly to go on the road and win a game this weekend.
You mentioned the team's focus. Are you confident every week this season? Is this week a little different because you had a really emotional game on Thursday and a few days off? Is there more of a you have to make sure more this week that the team is really refocused and not thinking the season's over already?
No, I don't think so. I feel good about earning that break. You know, we got a nice break over the weekend. It's a time of year when that kind of a break is rare. And, we'll make the most of the break, much like we did during the bye week. You know, you take advantage of that opportunity to heal up a little bit, get some rest, and kind of rejuvenate yourself and get ready for that next opportunity. And it's a great a great venue to go go battle a divisional rival, you know, so I think we're excited for that opportunity.
What have you seen from Ben Heaney during the recent stretch of extended snaps?
I'm sorry, for who?
From Ben Heaney.
Yeah. Yeah, Ben's been really good. I mean, I think the other night, you know, he was his ability to close and tackle Woodhead in a couple of critical moments of the ball game. I thought that was huge for us. You know, he's got the speed and he arrives with a punch. And I thought he made a couple of real key stops for us. You know, getting him down and keeping. Short gains, keeping them as short gains, because you know Woodhead's got the ability to, you know, make that guy miss or outrun that guy, and all of a sudden he's making noise in your secondary. So it was good for us to see, you know, and a nice job by Ben.
And Danico and Benson seem to step up with Mario Edwards' absence. Benson gets the big fumble recovery, and Danico gets the safety. How's that defensive line holding together heading into the last week?
Yeah, they're fighting. You know, I thought Danico was solid. Obviously, Benson had that big moment, that big return. And, you know, Big Dan Williams and Jelly, those two guys inside have been really tough for people to move. You know, and I think that's been a real key for some of our effectiveness in the run front.
Tennessee's a top man. Did you expect this when he signed?
Yeah, Malcolm's been really a really solid addition to our defense. He's been all year. He's been the the guy leading the way. He's been our primary signal caller for the majority of the season, and he's handled that responsibility handled it very well. And he's he's a guy that works really hard. You catch him on a Tuesday or Wednesday night. He's here late. He's putting in the time. He's going through the film. He's taking care of his body. He's really learned in his career how to work at being the kind of player he is. And so we're really pleased with the way he's joined our football team and become a real impact player for us.
I haven't heard you talk about leverage tackling as much lately. Have you seen better tackling?
Yeah. Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it's better. Yeah, it's. Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't play well on defense without, learning how to leverage and tackle. It's something we work on every day. It will continue to be worked on. And yes, it has improved. I think we all know that it's improved, and you can see it in the numbers. I mean, the number of big plays goes down. Your ability to get off the field goes up, and you're much more effective defensively when you're doing some of the basic fundamentals that we believe in. And so, that's central to all we do.
I was just pointing it out on tape. We've got to do along and go to practice ahead. This is what you should do here instead. This is kind of like a step-by-step kind of process to do that better.
As far as working on the fundamentals?
Yeah, leverage and tackling.
Yeah, and you praise it when it's good. You show examples of it being done properly. You get after guys when we're not doing it as well. You show examples of that. So I think as coaches, we really like – we like the idea that we feel like we can develop guys and help them be better, and we like praising guys. So, we much prefer to put a great example up and say, look, this is how we do it right here. Look how good this is, awesome job. And we do that when we can. And then there are times we say, hey, this isn't going to work, and look where you're not doing the things we're stressing, and how it's causing you to miss here. I think the guys responded well to that.
You've had a couple of games this year, the Denver game and then Thursday night against San Diego, where things don't go well offensively, but the team just keeps plugging away. Mm-hmm. How important are these lessons to learn, that how to stay in those games and win them at the end?
I think it's huge for us as an organization to understand there are a lot of ways to win a game. You can win it, three phases are contributing, and we talk about complementary football, and you'd like to be crisp in all three. But the bottom line is, as long as you keep fighting, you have a chance. You can keep yourself in games. And I feel like we've done some of that with our defense here over the last month or month and a half, where defensively we've been in games. Earlier in the year, our offense was red hot and was carrying it, and the defense, was having its struggles. And I think we've seen examples of, you know, both sides kind of, you know, being the unit that's helping get it done. So I think you learn and you gain confidence that, you know, we do have the ability to come back. We have a quarterback that can bring us back. We do have a defense that can make a stop. You start learning some of these things about your team and starting to believe. And obviously special teams is huge. You know, the other night, you know, with those six punts put inside the 20, that's a big flip in field position. You know, and so Marquette, you know, and our special teams were very instrumental in helping with that field position. So that's part of learning how to win. That's part of what we're doing as a football team, is learning how to win, you know, some of these close football games that you're going to be in this league.
Marquette's finishing pretty strong. You see him as a weapon now? You see him as, and I'm sure the conference has been pretty good on the ground, but now it's gotten to the point where the last handful of games, he's definitely doing a lot more. Like you said.
Yeah, I think he's you know, a young player that is gaining confidence. He's certainly still developing. You know, he's a player that has a lot of raw talent that is still refining, you know, himself. Will, you know, should have room to grow and continue to ascend as a player in this league. But he's done a nice job. He's worked hard at his craft. You know, I think Coach Sheely, you know, working on the hands and the catching the ball and the placement and all those things, and you know, all the duties that are aside from just kicking the ball and kicking it as far as you can. You know, he's learned how to directional punt some. He's still not entirely comfortable with the idea, but he's getting better at it. He's certainly gotten better at not just pounding the ball into the end zone and having touchbacks where we have an opportunity to really pin him down. So I think, you know, those are some of the areas where he's made progress.
Going back to Mario, is there a fear this could be long-term, or is that something you talked about?
Well, you know, for me, I think there's you know, you just want to collect information and then kind of know what it is and do what you need to do at that point. So I think we're still in the process of collecting information.